Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk to you about food as medicine. I think in this day and age, we have a very advanced health system throughout first world countries. I'm fortunate enough to live in Australia and have access to a whole range of different medical procedures and medicines that you may need from time to time. And I think because we have such access, we often forget the fact that our food and the food that we're consuming, the quality of the food, the types of food, the volume of food, the timing of the food that we eat can really help heal our bodies. And instead of that, we feel an ache, a pain, a tiredness, whatever, and we go to the doctor for a prescription or something like that straight away. Or we go to the vitamins and think, okay, well, we need these pills, etc., to help us, rather than consider what's really available to us. Now, some of that comes out of the marketing that we get hit with all the time. I mean, every week I get my snail mail mailbox gets filled with the local chemist. Oh, there's a couple of big chain chemists that are near me. And every week there is at least one catalogue in the mailbox from one of them or both of them saying, here are all the different things. So we're getting into closer to cold and flu season. So you get hit up with all the cold and flu medications, all the vitamins, you know, oh, take your vitamin C and, you know, all this kind of stuff, your garlic tablets and stuff to try and help you. And not to mention when you go to the GP, you're feeling a little bit down and whatever, and I say, oh, why don't you try some antidepressants? You know, you're overweight and you want some help with that. Well, let's try this medication. Now, not all doctors are like that, and they'll try and, you know, guide you towards the right people to help you with your food. But so often we just go to the easy out without thinking about, well, actually, what's my lifestyle like? What is the food that I'm eating? Am I exercising enough? Am I really feeling fatigue? You know, the last few days I've been talking about fatigue and the 10 signs of fatigue and so forth yesterday. But we often don't think about the food that we're consuming, and we just continue to live the life that we live, eating the food eating the food that we eat, and keep living the same way, expecting completely different outcomes. And we know that, like, if you're in business or you're a smart person, you know, if you keep doing the same thing, expecting to get a different result, then, you know, that's the definition of insanity. So we need to think about things differently. And I think when it comes to your food, one of the things that I noticed in myself, and this is probably going back, oh, golly, 15 years or more now. I used to get, when I was growing up, even as a kid, as a young adult, I always used to get sick a number of times through winter. So I would get at least probably three colds, maybe a flu in there as well. And I got to thinking that, why is that? And, you know, I was working out at the gym and I was doing the right things, but I thought, that for some reason, the survival of the fittest, you know, words came into my head. And I thought, well, you know, I'm strong and I'm lifting these weights, but I'm probably carrying a little bit too much weight and around my midsection at the time. And I thought, cardiovascularly, I don't do anything in that space. I'm just doing strength training. Maybe it's like 20 years ago. And so I thought, okay, that the particular winter that was coming up, I thought, well, I'm going to make a change. And so I started to not only do my strength training, but I started to do a little bit of cardio training. I think at the time I started riding a stationary bike and scheduling like three sessions or so of that a week, and it really made a difference. Now, at the same time, I also got to thinking about the quality of food that I was eating and thinking about, oh, maybe I should be eating more plant-based food and so forth. And I started to do that as well. And guess what? For the first winter in, I couldn't remember how long, I didn't get sick. And so from that point on, I started to think more about my health and the type of food that I was eating. And look, over time, my health and fitness goals have changed. As you get older, I guess certain things change from, when I first started, it was like I wanted to put on as much muscle mass as I could, and I look really good. And yeah, that's still important for me, but not as important as making sure that my overall health is really good. I'm energized and I can be really focused on what it is that I need to do on a daily basis. And what I realize now, after all these years of eating a lot of food and trying different things in my system and different supplements and so forth, that your food really is your medicine. And you've got to make sure that when you do eat, you eat the best quality food that you can, your budget allows. I mean, I think, if you think that, well, I can't eat anything but organic, then that can obviously be expensive on your weekly spend. My personal view is that there's not a lot of nutritional difference between the organic food and the more commercially produced food. So I just have normal vegetables. What I'm looking for is that you can stack an argument in many different ways in terms of chemicals and all that kind of stuff. I'm looking at nutrients and the nutrient difference, and bottom line is there's not enough research right now to show that, yes, organic food has way more nutrient value than normally commercially produced food. There's not enough research in that space, because you can find research on either side to show that both are true. So, that's what I look at is, how can I get the most nutrients? How can I get the most bang for my buck? How can I do that in, the most efficient way that suits my budget? And I'm just making sure that I'm generally exceeding the recommended daily intake of vegetables. I'm making sure that I'm drinking lots of water to also flush out the toxins in my body. So there's simple things: water, plant-based food, eating lots of that, making sure that I'm putting the nutrients into my body, and I'm also cleansing myself really well. All right, we are recording in two parts. I had to drop my daughter off to the train station, and I have just dropped her off. So getting back to the quality of food, the quantity of food, just the way that you mix it up is really important. I find that when I start working with clients, one of the things that really stands out for me is how nutritionally unbalanced people's eating is. People don't have much of a clue as to what it is that they should be doing. And what that does is it essentially creates this environment within your body that means you're not optimizing your health. So it's often nutrient starved. And when you are nutrient starved, if you imagine that is like your defense system, your immune system, if you like, it's going to be under attack. So it's not as strong as it could be. And it's very easy to make some different choices, but a lot of people don't make those choices for various reasons. And when you have this environment of poor nutrition, then it really does provide an environment for toxicity to breed. And that's where people then go to the medicines and just feel that, oh, well, I don't need to change what I'm eating. I just need to get a medicine to fix this. Like if you have we'll use a headache as an example. A lot of people get headaches. A lot of people get headaches on a regular basis. What do? They reach for the Panadol or, some aspirin or some sort of pain relief medication to take the headache away. Instead, what the reality is that the headache is coming about by the ongoing nature of perhaps dehydration. It could be as simple as that. It could be an incorrect pillow, for instance, but a common one is dehydration. People get up, start their day, they have a headache, and they start their day with a coffee. Now, the coffee can dehydrate you even further, but people don't think about that. They just think, oh, well, the caffeine will help take the headache away, and then find that they're kind of living with the headache all day, don't make any adjustments, and therefore just keep taking the Panadol, expecting a different outcome. Well, a smarter way would be to think about, well, let's have a look at everything that you're doing. And I'm talking about food here, but water is part of your food as well. And just by simply staying hydrated, you could eliminate all those headaches. Simply by eating more balanced meals, you could find that your immune system is better. You can find that you have more energy in your body and that you're just healthier. So any like common colds, for instance, you're more likely to be stronger, your immune system, you're healthier, you feel better to be able to withstand anything that comes your way. Unfortunately, most people don't do that. Now, if you think about, then think bigger and think about some of the bigger illnesses that come people's way. I was having a conversation with a client yesterday who has had some long-term struggles for her entire life about being overweight. And if you break down why that is, part of it is mindset, a big part is mindset, which then has an ongoing impact on the food choices that are made. And often it's a case of under-eating the right foods for most of the day, and then overeating the wrong foods, like high calorie dense, less nutritionally dense foods at the end of the day. And simply by changing that combination of food and eliminating, certainly cutting down the nutrient deficient food, you're going to get a much better outcomes. And of course, the continued poor choices and lack of balanced food choices, the more consistent someone is with that, you are then more likely to have these longer term issues, which could be anything that is an overweight or obesity related illness. So it could be heart related illnesses, it could be diabetes, it could be dementia, a whole range of different things, stroke. There are so many different conditions that just put you in a much higher risk category because you haven't used your food as medicine. And then people go to the doctors, go to surgeons, etc., looking for a completely different outcome. We can do it better. So the idea of today's podcast is to really get you to think about what it is that you are eating, how you can do it differently. What can you do differently in your life? Eating different foods, better quality foods more frequently, so that you can have a better quality of life. It's something that I'm incredibly passionate about. Mindset and nutrition are the keys for your longevity. Because if you get those things right, then you'll do the other things that you need to do as well to get you performing with those high performance outcomes, optimizing the results that you want to have within your life. That's what you will do. And so if you need a hand in doing that, you need to come and see me. And that can be anywhere in the world. You don't have to see me in person. You can see me via Zoom. And you go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you and help you start making some better choices, because it's up to you. And I was saying to somebody just yesterday that no one is going to care for you as much as you will, as much as your partner might love you and other people might love you, Most of the time, people are glad that it's not them. They're suffering from the issues, kind of glad it's you and it's not them. And even though they care, they don't care as much as you need to care about yourself. Because people are pretty selfish and they end up just looking after themselves. So that's me out for today. Let's use our food properly as medicine. If you don't know how to do it, reach out, contact me, and I will create a meal plan for you. We can just have a conversation, talk about what the challenges are that you're facing with your food at the moment and how we can get some high performance outcomes. Because often, here's the thing. It's little things done consistently that make the big difference. It's not the big things. It's the little things done consistently that add up to make the life change. All right, so that's me out for today. Stay safe, stay healthy wherever you are. Have 5 to 6 healthy, nutritious meals today for me. See you tomorrow.